Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
No, I'm Jennifer Zamparelli. I'm with you till 12. And I have to ask you a question. What would it take for you to resit the junior cert maths exam? Or like me, are you thinking, no. Well, 11-year-old fifth class student Cara Darmody from Tipperary has decided to sit this year's exam to raise money for a very special cause. And she's in studio with me. Cara, good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
You're a pro at this stage talking about this. How's life? All good?
Yeah, it's all good, I suppose. We have our ups and downs, but it's been very good the last 6 weeks anyway.
Last 6 weeks have been particularly good, have they?
Yeah.
Good fun?
Yeah, a lot of fun.
Why is that? Tell me.
Because I get to go up to all these really cool buildings and I get to miss school as well.
Let's talk about why you're coming up to cool buildings and talk about what you're doing. You are an 11-year-old. You are doing the Junior Cert Maths exam this year.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, it goes back to last September when my dad was just drinking tea and I came into him and I said I had an idea and I wanted to do something that was almost impossible. And my dad was expecting me to go wash a few cars or wash the windows or something like that. But then I said, I want to sit the junior cert this year. And my dad almost died of shock and he almost fell off the chair, so I had to start CPR on him. but then when he was starting to recover from his CPR, from his shock, then I told him he was going to be teaching me. And then we really had to give him CPR then.
Then he really had a shock. Mark is here. You're not drinking tea right now, Mark, but apparently that is all you do, sitting around drinking tea. So Cara comes to you, she says she wants to do the Junior Cert Maths exams, and why is she doing this?
Yeah, I suppose just background, she has two special needs brothers, mm-hmm. Neil and John. Neil is 9, John is 5. They are severely autistic and there's a lot of challenges within the home. Unfortunately, a lot of aggression. Neil would hit himself, he'd bite himself. It is terrible to see. Unfortunately, it breaks my heart every day that she sees this. So I suppose she lives in that special needs world and she just basically decided that she was going to do something for other kids. So the lads won't benefit. So she picked two schools, Skullcormac Special School in Cashel and her local school in Ardfinnan. So there's almost 300 special needs children that are going to benefit from this. And she came to me, you know, and she was so innocent, like when she said, Dad, if I can just raise 100 euro and give 50 euro to each principal, it would be brilliant. Well, she's at 22,000 now at the moment and climbing. And she's done the work she's done. I actually calculated there this morning coming up, it was 400 extra hours. But what that translates to is 70 extra school days, which would be like a pupil doing Saturday and Sunday for the last 35 weeks. It's actually mad what she's done. But she doesn't let it hinder her sports, her friends. You know, she just works out so hard, like, for this. So, yeah.
How good are you at maths?
Well, I suppose we finished a 3-year curriculum in less than 9 months and I'm ready to sit the exam now, so I'm ready to go.
You're ready to. You are very, very confident. Fair play to you. But can I ask you, so when you went to your dad and said, I want to do something, I want to, you know, do something special and raise money, does the lack of services for your brothers annoy you?
Yeah, it does, because like Neil has meltdowns often and he'll bite himself and hit himself. And it's so hard to see, although we can clearly see a difference between Neil and John, because like John got a bit more services than Neil and we can already see a massive difference. Like John's able to like count to 500. Wow. He can do the multiples like 2, 3, 4, 5 and he can like spell out words like rockish and like dog, all that, but Neil can't do any of that, but yet he's 4 years older. So it really shows that even just a bit of services can make so much of a difference. So imagine if they got a lot more services, imagine the difference that would make.
It would make to everyone's life and everyone around them, absolutely. Mark, what is a normal day in the house like for you?
Very
guys.
Challenging. Yeah. It's like Neil is severe now. And like as Cara said, you know, because there was no proper intervention, that's the way he's going to be. Like he isn't Tyler trained, so one of us has to stay with him every night. It's a 24/7. So there is actually a carers aspect here. My wife would have had an excellent career in marketing and that job just came to a sudden halt. So, you know, she's your full-time carer, but she couldn't possibly work now. You couldn't take your eyes off them for a second. And I'm talking 24/7 at nighttime as well. So it's just extremely certainly challenging. But look, we don't, you know, we haven't come on to be negative here today. It's to bring, Cara wants to bring the positive message for her fundraiser, but to acknowledge that there's thousands and thousands of families who right now will be listening and saying, that's our life too. And it is so challenging for people. And the frustration with the HSE out there is has just become shocking levels. Like, it's just unacceptable to have to wait 3 or 4 years for our services. Or a very simple story that I could tell you. We managed to get an appointment last week, coincidentally, for our boy Neil with a paediatrician inside in Clonmel. And we were basically told that like, he had the meltdown of meltdowns in front of this gentleman. And he was we were basically told that, look, you know, medication was brought up, as in what they're talking about there is heavily medicating him because of his severity. But he needs a psychiatrist. That's the bottom line, simple terms. But the man who does it is retired. So the question then is, so who does the psychiatry? There is nobody, is the answer. So, like, and then they give us a form. So go away and fill out this form and come back to us. But if you went into your doctor tomorrow and you had a lump, the doctor refers you on. If you had a hearing problem, the doctor refers you on. There'd be no question of them handing you a blank form and saying, look, fill it out. And if we hear from you again, great. And if we don't, we don't. Like, that's literally what happened to us last week. So we're there as we come on air like today. Like, we have no idea whether he, where will he be sent or how, what will happen. No idea in the world. And so most people can basically relate to that. And even like a best case scenario, speech and language appointment, you could be waiting 3 years now.
Oh, absolutely.
3 years for that. So it's just stone crazy. Like, there's
it's crazy. Yeah. So you're at over 22,000. What do you think, what kind of a difference will that money make?
It'll make a really big difference because I both of the schools, like, I'll be able to get loads of therapies, like OT, like psychology, speech and language and all that. And there's loads of other therapies as well. It's just I can't name them all out because there's so many of them. But, like, it's going to make a massive difference in both schools.
Did you ever think you'd raise that kind of money?
No, sure. I came to that when we started this fundraiser. I said that I'd be really happy if I raised €100. And now I've raised, like, over 22,000.
It's just incredible what you've done. So are you helping, Mark? Is Dad helping you with this studying? Who's giving you a dig out with the...
Yeah, look, the schools have been brilliant. But as she said there, I had to take it on personally because, like, the school just can't cater for this. So look, but do you want to give your announcement? She has breaking news.
Breaking news live on radio. Go on.
Well, we got a call this morning to say that next year that I'll be sitting the Leaving Cert next year in Leinster House.
Oh,
so we got a telephone
days.
Call from Senator Garrett Ahern, who's a big advocate for special education and for education, full stop. And basically, she has already decided to do, because the charity was so successful, we'll know a lot more next year. And we'll probably go on a bigger scale. But she's going to sit the Leaving Cert maths next year while in sixth class. It's where she's going to call it the Mount Everest of Education Challenge, because everyone is saying that it's impossible. So she loves those tasks. And Garrett Ahern, Senator, has said that she can sit in Leinster House.
Do you feel about that? Are you excited about that?
Definitely. I'm so excited for it. Next year's going to be a lot more exciting than this year. I can already smell it from 1,000 miles away.
Oh, I can see it for you. And listen, sure, then you may as well give up and just do your gymnastics and your swimming and play with your friends from 12 years of age till you're 25 or something. Sure, what else would you be doing? Would you go back to your class?
Well, I suppose I can't really just skip school, suppose. Although I'm excited for the summer where I can take a big long break from Friday.
Yeah.
I can take a big long break. So excited for that. But.
So tell the people what you like to do in your spare time. You say you love the gymnastics and the swimming. Is that right?
Yeah. Like, I know to just put it into a conclusion, like, I know lots of people. Like, I know loads of people who, like, spend, like, their whole day on the phones. They could spend, like, 7 or 8 hours on the phone. But, like, I don't do that. I just spend most of my time either, like, studying or playing outside or maybe playing with my neighbour or whatever. Like, I just don't really spend my time on the phones the way, like, other people would.
Do you have a phone?
I do have a phone, but I don't use it very often. I use the laptop more than anything.
Okay. Good on you. I'm jealous. I think you're phenomenal. I wish I had that enthusiasm for education like you do. I think you're unbelievable. And you recently met Tánaiste Leah Varadkar, is that right?
Yeah, I did.
How
and we've loads of funny stories as well, and it went really well.
It went really well.
Yeah.
He's really tall, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
He's really tall.
He's like 4 or 5 inches taller than the daddy. And daddy is like a giant compared to most people.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
you know what? The only thing, the only negative about Tánaiste Leo Varadkar is he doesn't have great taste in birthday cakes. He put up a picture of his birthday cake recently and it was a Battenberg cake. You know that with the mark?
Yeah,
did you say that? That was a disgrace. That was a disgrace to the nation, but we won't get into that right here, right now. Listen, we need to let people know about your GoFundMe page. Where can people go if they want to support you or if they know families that are in the same situation or if you are a family in the same situation and if you'd like to support Cara, where can they go?
They can go to the GoFundMe page that she set up. It's Cara's Extraordinary Maths Challenge, or you could type in Ard Finnan, where she's from. And I suppose just to make the final point there, Jennifer, this is not a private fundraiser. Our boys, we have said emphatically, will not benefit one single penny from this. She's doing it out of the bottom of her heart for those 300 children that have nothing right now and they so badly need help. So anyone donating or even thinking about it, every penny really makes a difference here. You know, it really does.
Will you give us a bell and let us know how you get on?
Yeah, I will.
I wish you the very best of luck. I think you're incredible.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for popping into the studio. Best of luck.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.